Bharata meets Rama. At last, they reached Chitrakuta. Bharata fell at the feet of Rama. The queens and all others broke down in grief when they saw Rama. Vasishtha asked Rama to perform the obsequies for the departed father. After 2 days, Rama requested Vasishtha to ask everyone to return to Ayodhya as they were undergoing a lot of hardships in the forest. Kaikeyi sought an opportunity to beg apology from Rama. Rama told her that everything happened as he had willed it. No one wanted to leave Rama and Sita as they found happiness in his darshan. On the sixth day, Bharata again expressed before Rama his unhappiness at the idea of leaving for Ayodhya without Rama. Rama explained to him that the path of righteousness could only be followed if they followed their father's command. He offered his sandals to Bharata and asked him to rule the kingdom for 14 years with proper attention. Bharata told Rama that sandals would represent Rama and he would carry out the duties of ruling the kingdom only as Rama's representative. Bharata fell at Rama's feet and took permission to leave. As they returned to Ayodhya, arrangements were made to install Rama's sandals on the throne and worship it till Rama returned from exile. On that day, Bharata carried the sandals on his head and went to the throne and placed them on the throne with full reverence. Then Bharata dressed up as an ascetic and lived a life of austerity in a thatched hut in a village called Nandigrama. He lived on frugal meals, led a life of austerity.